Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our divine service for this morning. God has been so gracious and kind to us that he has spared our lives and given us another opportunity to come to worship our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords. It is his grace that has brought us safe thus far, and it is his grace that will lead us home. So as you come together this morning to worship, just focus on our King of Kings and worship him this morning and receive the blessings out of today's service. God bless you. I'm going to invite Mr. Lordine at this time to come and to sing us a few praise and worship choruses. Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just all get into the mindset of worship. Let's all get into the mindset that we are going to worship God in spirit and in truth. Let us pray. Father, we bless your holy name. You are the King of kings and Lord of lords, our refuge and our strong tower. We come before you today, God, invoking your presence on our worship. I pray we worship you in spirit and in truth today. I pray that you just release your power in the atmosphere, God. Reveal yourself today like never before. Speak to our individual situations, God, and cause that whatever it is that's confusing us would have to go, God. We come with a fresh expectation of what you will do in our lives today. We release and we reject every negative thought, every fear, anxious, anxiety, and worry, God. Let it just be your power and your glory standing tall in us. We love you. We need you today and every day. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let praises arise, not the inside, not the inside of me. May you delight, not the inside, not the inside of me. Come and fill my life from the inside, of me. Set me on fire from the inside, of me. 'Cause all I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. Let praises arise from the inside, of me. May you delight in the inside, of me. Come and fill my life from the inside, of me. Set me on fire from the inside, of me. For all I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. So fill my life till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. Fill my heart till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. Fill my life till name fill my heart till all they see is you, Lord. Oh, oh. My life till all they see is you, Lord, glorify your name, fill my heart till all they see is you, Lord. Oh, fill my fill our hearts, Jesus, fill our lives, fill our minds with more and more of you, God. We want more and more of you, Jesus. We know that you, God, you are the God of more than enough, and we're asking for more of you. We're asking for more of your grace. We're asking for more of your love. We're asking for more of your kindness, for more of your provisions, Almighty God. We need you, God. We need you. We need you. We bless your name, Father. We bless you, Jesus. You provide the fire, and I'll provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit, and I will open up inside. You provide the fire, and I'll provide the sacrifice. That's what I am, Jesus. You provide the spirit, and I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. So fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. You provide the fire, and I'll provide the sacrifice. Yeah. You provide the spirit, and I will open up inside. You provide the spirit, and I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. So fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, so fill me up until I overflow. I wanna run over, I wanna run over. So fill me up until I overflow. Yeah, I wanna run over, I wanna run over. So fill me up until I overflow. I wanna run over, I gotta run over. So fill me up until I overflow. I wanna run over, I wanna run. Thank you, Jesus. Just fill us up, God. Fill us up with more and more of you, Jesus. We thank you and we bless your holy name. I now hand over to Evangelist Bartwell.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Dean, for those beautiful praise and worship songs. Praise the Lord. As we seek in prayer, you sang the song a while ago, to fill me up to the overflow. This should be the prayer of our hearts this morning, especially as we are going through this time of crisis. How much we need God to fill us up to the overflow. More of His grace, more of His love to others, more of the Holy Spirit in our lives, so that we can believe God, we can believe Him more, we can trust in His promises more. So we need a filling up to the overflow. So if there's any heart this morning that is with courage and a heart that is getting weak, God is offering it, filling up. And you can leave the service this morning being filled up to the overflow. I pray that we will take this prayer seriously, to be the prayer for our hearts, to be filled up to the overflow, so that we can be a blessing to others, and we, our own lives, can rejoice in Him as we feel His filling in our souls. At this time, I'm going to invite Evangelist Sharon Brady to come and to lead us in the opening prayer. Evangelist Brady.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise God.
Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy. Lord, you're holy. There is none like you this morning. We glorify your name this morning, Jesus. For who is like unto thee? You are glorious in holiness this morning. You are fearful in praises, and there is none like unto you this morning. You are the Savior. You are the healer. You are the hope of glory this morning, and you are the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the one who was and is to come this morning. Glory to God. This morning, Lord Jesus, oh, because you bid us to come this morning, we come to the throne of grace. With confidence, we know, draw nigh. And Father, Abba, Father, we cry to you this morning. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence in this place this morning. And we ask, Lord Jesus, that you will forgive our sins as we come before you, Lamb of God, this morning. Because your eyes go to and fro and you see everything about us this morning. So cleanse us this morning as only you can do what no man can do this morning. Saturate with your presence. Saturate us this morning, Lord, with your presence. Your presence make a difference. So saturate us this morning. Saturate us with your presence. For in your presence there's fullness of joy. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for today. Lord, we thank you for life. This is the day that you have made, and we rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for grace. We thank you for mercy, provision. Hallelujah. We thank you for our pastor. We thank you for brethren and friends. Jesus, we thank you this morning. Oh, Abba Father, this morning, again, as we come, Lord Jesus, oh, God, remember our president this morning, President Donald Trump, and his family this morning. You have called him to lead the nation at a time like this. Our country, mighty God, on behalf of you, Spirit of the living God, that you lead the way and that you will follow. Every decision, oh, God, every decision making, you will be the one who is in control. You're the one who's doing this and showing him how to do it. Oh, God, because, mighty God, you have put him in place. And, oh, God, teach him your will. Teach him what to do, Lord Jesus, because us, your people, and this, our country, are depending upon him, Lord Jesus, because you have put him here. So, Lord Jesus, you lead him and guide him in every way because you know what is best for us. So we depend upon you this morning, Lord Jesus, to have your way in his life and to lead and to direct him in everything that he do this morning. We beg of you, Holy Ghost. Oh, Jesus, this morning. Mighty God, so many things are happening in the world today. There are so many people that are sad, so many people that are lonely, some people that are sick. But, oh, God, who is like unto thee this morning? You are the great physician. You are the sympathizing Jesus. So we bring our brethren, those that are sick among us this morning, you know them. You know them by name, those in the nursing homes this morning, those in the hospitals, and wherever they are, Lord Jesus, in this world, you know them. Touch and heal like no one can. You are the miracle working God this morning. You can do what no man can do this morning. So do what no man can do this morning. Touch and heal this morning. Lord, thank you for doing it by your spirit and by your power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, remember those on the front line this morning. Cover them. Cover them. Some of them go out to work every day, leaving their family behind. But Spirit of the Living God, cover them. Cover them going out and they're coming in. Not only them, but everyone that has to go out this morning to work. Spirit of the Living God, protect them this morning. Oh, God, you remember the hopeless. You are the hope for the hopeless. Lord, strength for the weak and shelter for the homeless. Hallelujah. We beg of you this morning. We beg of you, King Jesus, because it's only you we have in a time like this to depend on this morning. Have a Father. Oh, Lord, here is our church this morning, our pastor and our leader. Strengthen him, Lord, day by day. Everyone on this line this morning, oh, God, build a fence about us. Visit your home. You know their home and you know their home number this morning, Jesus. Dispatch your angels and apply your blood on every doorpost. So when the enemy see the blood, they will pass over. You are covering this morning. You are protection. So when the enemy see the blood, they will pass over from this disease that is going around, Lord Jesus. When the enemy see the blood, they will pass over. We can depend upon you, Lord, for Sister E that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So you are covering this morning. Thank you, mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you this morning, oh God. Speak to your man servant this morning. Speak to your man servant as he speak your word this morning, that hearts will be mended and souls will be saved. Hearts will be mended and souls will be saved. Lord, thank you for hearing us this morning. Thank you for hearing us again another time. Thank you for your presence in this house, Lord Jesus. Thank you for everything that you have done and you're about to do in this house. We leave everything into your hand this morning. We give you all the glory this morning. We give you all the praise. And we say thanks in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Sharon, for that prayer. Thank you. Praise God. At this time, we're going to sing a hymn. A hymn that reminds us of God's faithfulness. Sister Lloyd is going to come back to lead us in this hymn, but I'll just read the first verse before she sings. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not. Thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness. Praise God. Sister Lloyd.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We serve a faithful God. Praise God. Praise God. We don't only say it, but we have experienced His faithfulness. And I'm sure that we can all identify with the song this morning of God's faithfulness to us. This country has been shut down since mid-March. And I don't think anybody has gone hungry. I don't think there's anybody who is homeless. God has provided. The song says, "Mourning, by great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, mourning by mourning, new mercies I see. All I've needed, thy hand has provided, great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me." We can say, "Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto us." And so as you come together this morning, let's worship our God who is faithful. He's faithful in all seasons. You notice that one verse says summer and winter, springtime and harvest. Whatever the situation is, whatever we are going through, He remains faithful. And so we can praise His holy name this morning. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And this morning we are going to have a scripture lesson. It is Psalm 62. If you have your Bibles, please turn to Psalm 62. And I'm going to invite our Sister Lorna Wood to come and to lead us in this reading. Sister Lorna. Sister Lorna.
Praise God. Praise God.
Praise
Again,
the Lord.
Good morning.
Praise God.
The scripture lesson is taken from Psalm 62. I will be reading it in your ears. Truly my soul waits upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you. As a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. My soul wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie, to be laid in the balance. They are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God had spoken once, twice have I heard this, the power, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work. Here endeth the reading of God's holy word. We ask his richest blessings. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Lorna. At this time, I'm going to invite our General Secretary, Sister Nadine Lindsay, to come with the welcome and the announcements.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Sunday service. It is Communion Sunday. Greetings to Pastor Alvin Newton, Reverend Bardwell, and all the leaders. Thank you, Brother David Miller, for the music. Greetings to all of you who came to worship. This could not be successful without you, and we appreciate your presence. I pray that you will all leave feeling blessed today. A very special welcome to all of our first-time visitors, Dr. St. Felix, Nurses Clark, Osborne, and Jessamy, welcome. Please continue to pray for those who are sick in the hospitals and at home. Please also pray for those who lost their loved ones or have their loved ones in the hospital and cannot go to see them. I'm asking that you continue to keep Pastor Newton in your prayers also. You all don't know it, but he's serving outside of church during this time. For the past couple of weeks, he has a conference call with my team every morning. We call ourselves the COVID-19 team, group of nurses, two of us medical providers, a wonderful person who sanitizes each room, coordinators. Some persons from my team are on the line this morning. Again, welcome. Pastor, on behalf of the COVID-19 team, I'd like to say thank you for praying for coverage each and every day. Please note the following announcements. A reminder that our baptism service will be held as soon as it is feasible to do so. Praise Fest for this July was rescheduled for summer of 2021. All things not being equal, the committee continues to have discussions regarding plans. I said not being equal because if things are equal, this Praise Fest will not happen. There will be a leaders and board meeting online this Saturday, May 9th at 5 p.m. Please note that service will begin promptly at 11 each Sunday. Sister Kanika will post the schedule detail in the prior meetings for the week as usual. Thank you, Sister Kanika, for doing such a wonderful job. A brief tip from the wellness team. Do it now. Some of the common things we hear in the hospital for mourning families and friends are, I should have called. She, he called me and I didn't call back. I meant to go see him, her. I don't remember the last thing I said to him or her. I didn't tell him or her that I love you. Best of all, we had our differences, but he or she was a good person in my life. They did this or that, and I truly appreciated them. Did you tell them that you appreciated them? You have this situation today. Please take it. Please do not take it for granted that someone you love and appreciate will be there later or tomorrow. Say it today. Whatever your it is, say it. Don't listen to the voice in your head that says, I am not talking to her or him. Silence, my brethren, is not the best remedy for every situation. That's instant gratification for self. Be selfless at this time. This is a suddenly kind of time. Suddenly, your loved one is gone. Suddenly, you can't say I love you. Suddenly, you can't see your loved ones. Suddenly, your lives have changed. Don't be caught off guard. Say it today. Fix it today. Do it today. Whatever your it is, reach out to your good friends and loved ones. There may not be tomorrow. May God continue to protect us all. God bless you.
Praise God. Thank you, Sister Nadine. Thank you for the announcements. Thank you for that sound advice. And I do pray we take it seriously. It's a terrible thing when we have to go into regret and when we could make it different. So whatever the it is, let's take the advice this morning and work on it. Praise God. At this time, I'm going to invite our Deacon Brady to come and to pray the blessing on this morning's offering. We are praying the blessing on the offering that you'll be sending to the church, and it's on the WhatsApp messaging, under the church messaging, how you can send your tithes to the church. So I'm going to invite our brother, our Deacon Andel Brady, to come at this time and to pray the blessing on the offering.
Good morning, members. Good morning, Evangelist Bartwell. Good morning, church and supporters. Before I do pray, I just want to say on behalf of Pastor Alvin Newton and clergy, I just want to thank you again for your continuous support in giving back to this work. I know we are going through tough times, but we serve a God who is a waymaker, and you continue to make a way for us. I just want to remind us how we can support the church by sending our tithes and offerings. First, you can mail it to the address 975 Burke Avenue, Bronx, 10469, which is the church address. You could also drop it off in the mailbox at the same address. And thirdly, you could set a direct payment via your bank to the Holiness Christian Church of the Bronx. All right, we're going to pray, but I just want you to raise your hands as you present your giving this morning, as we look to God in prayer. Father God, we look to you this morning, because you are the God who keeps on giving. We thank you, Lord, for the gifts that we are about to receive at this time. Father God, we know we cannot repay you this morning for the greatest gift of all, one laying down his life for the ransom of many. But we give back to you this morning in appreciation with our tithes and our offering and also our service to you, just to enhance the work of God. We pray for your continued blessings and the givers. And oh God, that will provide a way for those who have the mindset to give, that they also can participate in giving. Receive now our offering of thanksgiving as we look to you and we give you the glory, honor, and the praise. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Deacon. At this time, I'm going to invite Evangelist Pauline Drummond to come to us with a special selection. May your hearts be blessed as she ministers to us. Evangelist Drummond. Evangelist Jonah? Okay. We're going to move
praise
on. And
Evangelist Drummond.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Evangelist Drummond. Praise God, Evangelist Drummond.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord, Sister Pauline.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. If you ever feeling down, like you have nowhere to go, if you're feeling like an outcast, has your problem overflow, just remember there is someone, and all it takes is for you to know is that God is the answer, and God all we see is every weakness, every trial, every mountain and sea, and we see every tear, and he wipes them for me. I get down on my knees, and I said, Savior, help me please, because one thing is for certain, is my God answers prayer. Oh, you may be broken and feel battered, but your strength will surely come in the midst of all your heartache. Oh yes, your battle's already won. Just remember, in the hard times, don't give up, don't say you're done, because God is the answer, and God answers prayer. Oh, he sees every weakness, every trial, every mountain and sea, and he sees every teardrop, and he wipes them for me. I get down on my knees, and I said, Savior, help me please, because one thing is for certain, is my God answers prayer. Oh, he sees every weakness, every trial, every mountain and sea, and he sees every teardrop, and he wipes them for you. So get down on your knees and say, Savior, help me please, because one thing is for certain. is my God answers prayer. Because one thing is for certain, is my God answers prayer.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 It is such a comforting song. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One thing is for certain. One thing is for certain, that God answers prayer. Praise God. That's why we are alive today. Many of us, we depend upon God. We go to God in prayer for every heartache and every pain and every tear, whatever it is. We go to God in prayer believing, and one thing for certain is that God answers prayer. So there's anybody who's online this morning who is going through some heartache, some sorrow, some pain, some stress, really stressed out with what is going on in our country today. Go down on your knees and tell it to Jesus, because the song says, one thing for certain, God answers prayer. He'll give you the joy that your heart needs this morning. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, my sister, for sharing that beautiful song with us. At this time, I'm going to invite our pastor, Pastor Alvin Newton, to come and to take over the rest of the service. I missed the part that says, let us welcome him, and I would hear your cheers, but you can do it at home and in your heart. Praise God. Pastor Newton, please take over.
Thank you very much, Evangelist Bardwell. Good morning to everyone, and welcome. Special welcome to our first-time listeners. I pray that this day you will receive a blessing from the Lord. May God help us all as we go through this day to really trust in Him with all our hearts. Lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways that we'll acknowledge Him for Him to direct our path. I'll be speaking to us today from the Gospel according to St. John chapter 20. St. John 20, reading from verse 1 to verse 16. While you are finding it, let me just give you a few announcements. For those who have missed out on me, your call this week, this past week, whether text or call, and you didn't get me, I'm alive, I'm well, but my phone is not well. My phone is broken, so you were unable to get through to me. But I'm using the church phone, so you can get to me or any time. Again, the number is 347-225-1928. And again, 347-225-1928. If you try to get me and didn't get me last week, I'm not mad with anybody. I'm available, but my phone, my regular phone, is not available. So that's why you were not able to get to me during the past week. And I'm surprised that many people doesn't have the church cell number, which has been given out for the past couple of months. So each member visitor should have that number. You shouldn't be going to a church where you can't get in touch with your pastor if you need him. So please. Okay, now that you have found the lesson, again, St. John chapter 20, reading from verse 1 to verse 16. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth, and cometh to Simon Peter, and to the other disciple, whom Jesus loved, and said unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen cloths lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen cloths lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple which came first to the sepulchre, and saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture that said he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had said thus, she turned herself back, and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Here ended the portion of God's word. Father in heaven, we give you thanks for today that we can gather in your presence. As the psalmist says, in your presence, there is fullness of joy. And at your right hand, there are pleasures forever. We thank you for the opportunity of sharing your words today. May you bless your words to our hearts and glorify your name. Let self be slain and you alone be seen, you alone be lifted up. For you said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Whoever is listening today, Lord, save or unsave, I commit them into your hands, and I pray a blessing. I pray that you would speak to each and every one of us through your words. And at the end, our hearts will be blessed, and we will seek to glorify your name. Hear us today, Father, as we give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. There is no doubt that we are living in trying times. The songwriter said, troublesome times are here, filling our hearts with fear. Many of what are happening today can be attributed to the COVID-19 virus. As Christians, we should not allow our faith in God to be shaken or wane. These are the things that will test our resolve. That is why the Apostle Peter said, we should not think it strange when some things happen to us. But like as Christ had suffered for us in the flesh, we should arm ourselves likewise with the same mind. That's 1 Peter 4 and verse 1. The thought that I want to share with us today is, don't go back home. Don't go back home. The passage that I read is has to do with the resurrection of Jesus Christ when they went to the tomb to see him and he was not there. And what strikes me about this happening is that the faithful disciples who were with Jesus during his earthly ministry, here the time came when Jesus was crucified, was buried, and they went to the sepulchre to see him. But when they went, they did not see him. I am struck by the dedication and the commitment of the women that were there, especially Mary Magdalene. For those of us who understand that this was the woman out of whom seven devils were cast, this was the woman who anointed Jesus with the box of oil, the precious ointment that she had. And Jesus commended her for that. But here, as I said, the thought that I want to share with us today is don't go back home. This centered, as I said, around the behavior of the disciples after Jesus was crucified. As I said, I commend the ladies who were with Jesus. They not only saw him crucified, but they saw where he was laid. And it is as if they said, they crucify him, but that is not the end of him. They came early to see Jesus, even though they knew not what to expect. Likely, they would face the obstacle of removing the stone. Let me just say to us today, as Christians, or those who have not yet committed themselves to the Lord, we should not allow anything, any obstacle, regardless of what it may be, to prevent us from seeing Jesus. Whatever we face today, whatever the stone, whatever the obstacle, there is a God who can roll the stone away and we can have free entrance in the presence of Jesus. So don't allow the obstacles, our fears, our doubts to stop us from coming to Jesus. So when I say don't go back home, it's not to your place of residence or even to the sanctuary when we are able to go back. What I'm talking about today is the things that used to be. The enemy will want to defeat us, especially in a time like this, when we are not able to meet in the sanctuary, when we are not able to see each other, we can only communicate by phones and so on. But that does not say, because we are not able to do these things, that we should go back home. Going back home is to return to the former things, the former way of how we do things, how we conduct ourselves before we came to the Lord. This would seem a good time for us to relax and to take it easy. But my brothers, my sisters, my friends, this is not the time to do that. Because you see, once we engage in that, the devil will bring us right back from where we are coming. We can't afford to go back to where we came from. We must press forward. And even though we are living in trying times, troublesome times, dark days. And as if we don't know what to do, where to go. The scripture is saying to us today, don't go back home. Stand still and see how God moves. Stand still and see what God has in store for us. We have seen the children of Israel coming out of Egypt when they reached the Red Sea, and the army of Pharaoh was behind them. Before was the sea, and they didn't see a way out. The servant of God said to them, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You are not going back to Egypt. Egypt represents bondage. Egypt represents sin and destruction. You are going forward. And so as we come, as it were, to a crossroad in our lives because of what is happening in the world today, in our families, in our home, let us be determined not to go back home, but to press forward. When we reach the crossroad and don't know where to go, the instruction is not going to the right or to the left or going back. The instruction is to go forward. Press on, for greater is on ahead. Hear what the scripture says, that the disciples went to the sepulchre. They did not see Jesus. They saw the empty tomb. And they were not willing, with the exception of Mary, to stay around. When we face things in our lives and we expect that God should be there and we don't see him as if he doesn't care, don't go back. Let us be like Mary, who instead of going back as the others did, she stood there and she waited. She had a purpose of going there, not to go there and not see our Lord. She had a purpose, whether he was dead or alive. She had a purpose, and that purpose was to see Jesus. And she was not going to go back home unless she saw the Lord. So she was there, amidst her tears, amidst her discouragement, her bewilderment, when it seems as everything was against her. Not seeing Jesus, saw the empty tomb, saw the clothes and all of those things, even the point of seeing someone that she thought was the gardener. And she asked the question, sir, if you have borne him hence, tell me where you have laid him, that I might go and receive him. Oh, my brothers, my sisters, my friends, instead of going back home, let us wait on the Lord. Regardless of our circumstances, regardless of what the enemy is bringing to us or has brought to us, this is not the time to go back home. This is the time to press forward, to press forward. And as I said, going back home, I don't mean to your home that you reside in or other places. That's not what. Going back to your former life before you accepted Christ, the things that you used to do that seems beneficial to you. God has delivered us from them. Let us not go back. You see, the devil is very subtle. In a time like now, when we are not seeing each other, that's the time when he will bring all sort of things in our thoughts, in our minds. The least thing that somebody said to you, you might get upset. And you might respond in a way that is not right. That is what the enemy wants to happen to us in a time like this. I encourage us today to stand still. Wait on the Lord. Don't go back home. Mary stood her ground. Mary waited. She had a purpose of going to the sepulchre. She brought the spice to anoint Jesus. She was disappointed because she was not able to anoint him. He was not there. But only to hear, after she had gone through that, to hear a voice say unto her, Mary. Even then, she did not recognize him before. But as soon as her name was called, she recognized who called her. My brothers and sisters, the disciples that went back home didn't hear their name called. It was Mary who waited at the sepulchre, who decided not to join the squad of going back home. It was she who heard her name called. And many times, my brothers, my sisters, my friends, if we had waited on God, we would have heard the instruction. We would have heard from God. But because in our disappointment, our discouragement, our fears, our doubts, we give up, then we didn't hear from God. But I encourage us today, in a time like this, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Don't go back home. Home is not the place to be now. Home is not the place of refuge now. God is our refuge and strength. And if we leave God, if we turn to others for help outside of God, we are going to be disappointed. The disciples that went back home, they went back home disappointed because they did not see Jesus. Not so with Mary. Mary decided to wait. To wait. And she waited. And although she had questions in her mind, hear what she said. In verse number 15, when Jesus said unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Do we have that determination? Are we that committed that in spite of not seeing the Lord, we are going to seek after him? The Bible says, according to Jeremiah, you shall seek me and find me when you have searched for me with all your heart. That's what Mary did. She didn't go back home. She remained at the place where she believed she would see Jesus. Don't leave the place where Jesus wants to meet with us. May we not go back home today, but may we stand on the promises that Jesus said, after 3 days, I will arise from the grave. Mary believed in that, and she stayed at the sepulchre until Jesus identified himself to her. So when she said, if thou hast borne him, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said unto her, just one word, Mary. Just call her name. Mary. Once her name was called, then she recognized the voice that called her name. Are you listening for your name to be called today? Are you at the place where if your name is called, you can say, as Mary said, Master, Rabboni, Master. If you are not at the place as Mary was, you won't hear when your name is called. I implore us today, my brothers, my sisters, I wish there was time for me to go more in this, but hopefully another time. But the point I want to leave with us today is, don't go back home. Don't go back to the farmer life. how we conduct ourselves. Let us not allow COVID-19 to change how we stand for Christ. In spite of what is happening around us, in us, let us be firm. Let us be committed that regardless, we are not going back home. We are waiting on the Lord. As the songwriter said, I don't mind waiting on the Lord. May we wait upon the Lord today and listen for our names to be called. In closing, I want to ask William McDowell to help me as I close. And he said, I've been changed, healed, freed, delivered. I found joy, peace, grace, and favor. I've been changed. In the presence of the Lord, I've been freed, delivered in your presence, Lord. I've found joy, peace, grace, and favor. And right now is the moment. Today is the day. I've been changed. I've been changed. I've been changed. And I've waited. I've waited for this moment to come. I won't go back. Can't go back to the way it used to be before your presence came and changed me. I won't go back. I can't go back the way it used to be before your presence came and changed me. I won't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be before your presence changed me. I can't go back. I won't go back. May we have that determination, my brothers, my sisters, my friends. If God speaks to us today, may we be able to say, here am I, Lord. He's waiting to call your name. And I appeal to especially those of our listeners who have not yet submitted to the Lord, that you would consider today as the day when, as the songwriter says, oh, happy day that fixed my choice on thee, my Savior and my God. Well, may this glowing heart rejoice and tell its raptors all abroad. Happy day. Oh, happy day when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and to pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day when Jesus washed my sins away. The call is to go forward, not to go back home. When in doubt, stand still. Listen, for the Lord will call your name. I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray. And I'm going to ask especially those who have not yet surrendered to the Lord. If you hear his voice, harden not your heart, but submit to him. Submit to him. Say, take my life, Lord. Let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments, my days. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. If you come today and said, all to you, Lord, I surrender. All to you I freely give. I will ever love and trust you in your presence, daily live. God is able to deliver you, is able to keep you from falling, and is able to present you faultless before his exceeding Father in heaven. Let us pause for prayer. O God in heaven, thank you for today. Thank you for your words. We have been encouraged, Lord, by the stand that Mary took. not willing to go back home without seeing her Lord, our Savior. And Lord, in this time when we are faced with so many things, when we are being beckoned by the world, by the things that are in the world, you said that we should not love the world, neither the things that are in the world, for if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. I pray, God, that there will be an understanding among us today, saved or unsaved, that you are calling us and you have called us to a better life. I pray you would continue to speak. I pray, Lord, that whatever I had said would be the means of others coming to you. It's our desire. It's our prayer, Lord, that from this many would turn over their lives unto you before it's too late. We are living in a time when so many things are happening. People are dying. People are hurting. People are disappointed, are discouraged. But we are glad that there is no disappointment in you. So I pray that you would speak to their Lord. And as you speak, may we heed your voice, heed your calling. This we ask with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. Thanks for listening. And now we go to the second part of our service. It's at the time when we observe the Lord's Supper. This is something that Jesus instituted before he left his disciples. And he said unto us that we should do it. And as often as we do this, we do show forth his death until he comes. And so as we prepare to partake of the supper, I hope we have our bread or wine or juice or biscuit, whatever choice we have today, let us present them to the Lord as we wait upon him, for him to bless us as we partake of his. I will be reading a few verses from the book according to St. Matthew chapter 26. Reading from verse 26. St. Matthew 26, verse 26. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remissions of sin. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until the day I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Verse number 30. And when they had sung an hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. This is the word of the Lord. For it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley, the blood that gives me strength. From day to day, it will never lose its power. I am redeemed, bought with a price. Jesus has changed my whole life. When anybody asks you just who I am, tell them that I am redeemed. I am redeemed, bought with a price. Jesus has changed my whole life. If anybody asks you just who I am, then tell them that I am redeemed. Will you take the bread in your hand? Father, we thank you for the opportunity of sharing at your table. We present this bread and this wine to you. The bread that represents your broken body that was bruised for our iniquities. By your stripes we are healed. So we present this bread to you, Lord, that as we partake of it, doing it in remembrance of what you did on Calvary for us, that you will bless it, bless all of us as we partake of it. May we receive strength, may we receive healing, may we receive deliverance. So my brothers, my sisters, my friends, eat, 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 and your soul shall live. Eat ye all of it. Take your cup. Father, we present our cups to you. Whatever is in our cups, Lord, we present to you as your shed blood. Your word says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. So we commit this cup, or these cups to you today, Lord, as we partake of it. You said to the disciples that they should do it as often and do it in remembrance of you. So we drink now, Father, in remembrance of your shed blood. We pray your blessing, my beloved brothers and sisters. Drink, drink, drink ye all of it. Drink, and your soul shall live. I am redeemed, bought with a price. Jesus has changed my whole life. When anybody asks you, thus who I am, then tell them that I am redeemed. Thank you, beloved brothers and sisters and friends. Thank you for sharing with us in our service today. And we'd like to get your feedback as to how best we can serve you and how well you have received us coming to you. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for today. This is the day that you have made. We are rejoicing and we are glad in you. We thank you, Lord, that you have enabled us to come together around your words, around the table where we can share in your goodness and in your love. We ask your blessing upon each and every one of us as we go throughout this day, that you will continue to keep your hand upon us, Father. Pray a blessing upon those who hear your words, maybe for the first time today they are joining in our service. Thank you for them, and I pray you will bless them, Lord. Bless our brothers, our sisters. Bless this ministry continually. Remember those who are suffering, Lord, as a result of what is happening and has happened to many families, those who have lost their loved ones. Lord, I pray for the Isaacs family. I pray for Pastor Cope and his family. I pray for the Carters. I pray for Sister Miller and others who have lost their loved ones, whether through the COVID-19 or otherwise. We commit everyone to you today, Father, and we ask your blessings upon us. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forever. And let the church say amen. Greetings from Sister Dixon and Elder Dixon. They are still locked down in England, and they send their greetings to the church. God bless you, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of the day.